Split the breezes, you mule hip cayuses! Well, hey there, doggy dreamers. It's that time of the week again, kids. It's that time of the month, ladies. It's that time when all us mountain men, women, and children round up the cattle, get back home, and get ourselves some vittles and lovin'. Woo-wee! Yes, sirree. It's time for Peter Gunther's Trail Mix.
This is the old pal, Panfra Pete. Welcome, all you mule hip cayuses. Bitter old barnmaids and horny old hermits and lackey old lunkyards to another edition of Trail Mix, Pine Mountain's own gossip trap and feed bin. Well, tonight, we're gonna milk some doggies, spit some tobacco, rustle up some lovin' wherever we can find it, wherever it takes us. Nowhere could be a better place to do it than right here in the mountains of Kern County in the Los Padres National Forest.
Is that you, Panfra?
Why, it's none other than our old milking buddy, Andy Trailer Hitch. Andy, what brings you to these pines, mountains, and milk buckets?
Well, Pete, I was just having an argument with the missus about the average snowfall and all, and the next thing you know, she's bringing up global warming, climate change, and all that kind of crap.
Oh, green people.
Yeah, you just jumped on my line. You know, green initiative people and
did
all that.
Just install 15 solar panels on the barn.
We got to get used to talking.
Milking machine you're using? You're soaking in it, soaking in it. Solar-powered filters over there, every one of them.
Well, who, doggy? I'll be a heifer's monkey.
I don't know about that.
So, Pete, tell me about your love life. What's new in the social watering holes up here in the land of the upper bourgeoisie of golf carts and karaoke's? Well, that's head and nose full.
Andy, tell me, how's your kids doing, especially Andy Jr.? I heard he was having some bully trouble at school with what's his name?
Biff.
Yeah, Biff.
Biff. I told Andy Jr. to borrow my .38, wait till he catches him in the dark alley and shoot his kneecaps off.
Wow. Did he do it?
Yeah, he's in juvie hall for a year.
Stupid gun laws.
Stupid gun laws.
Told me to and told me what to do. that I know her body was warm, delicious vine. The two young neck of the woods, I want to look a little bit.
Some people say I have a bad attitude. Well, frick 'em. I just know the difference between a bullshit story and the power of my brain. My brain. I have reasons to disavow your opinions, allegiances, and passions. I have reasons to print my favorite quotations in my small business ads, pointing out to my potential clientele that if they're of a particular political, social, or religious stripe, that they're more or less unwelcome in my store. Silently, of course. Once you're here, I'll smile and get you your multigrain fiber.
I just wanna take you out and get you drunk so I can have my wicked way with you. I'm just being honest, 'cause I know the other guys are thinking just the same way too. And I'm not gonna lie and say that I would take you out to dance. There's just no chance, 'cause I don't even like the same music you do. I just wanna have my wicked get away with you. Girl, don't you fight it. Don't knock it till you tried it. Just show me some skin, I might bite it. I wanna have my wicked way with you. Now I'm not gonna come over and meet your mom and dad, they know that I was bad. I don't wanna meet your friends or just pretend I like you. I don't wanna talk about what happened on your favorite TV show. I just wanna get you close enough so I can take off all your clothes. I don't wanna make you cry or break your heart, girl, we don't have the time. I'm just thinking of 3 hours or more so I can have my wicked way with you. Don't you fight it, because I know you're gonna like it. Show me some skin, I might bite it. Ooh, I wanna have my wicked way with you. My wicked way with you. My wicked way with you.
This is Pete's, actually Peter's, Peter's Pet Sitting Pet Walking Services. This is Boo here. This is Boo. Hello, Boo. I think he's purring. This is Kenny and Lisa's animals. And I'm taking care of Boo here, who's just purring up a storm. That's Boo. Let's get over here and say hello to Egg. Hello, Egg. I don't think you're purring. You're just looking out the window. That's Egg, beautiful gray cat. And over here, Scratchy, named after the cat on The Simpsons. Hi, Scratchy. Kind of noisy. Makes a little purry meows. Hi, Scratchy. We'll come back and feed you guys and spend more time with you, but right now, I'm going to go outside and say hello to the chickens. There's 3 chickens that I'm... Let's unlock that door so that'll be easier. Okay. If you need a pet to be sat or walked or fed, like these chickens here. Oh, Peter. I think that's Peter, Peter. And there's 2 other names I forgot. There's 3 beautiful chickens. Yeah. Hello, guys. You guys hungry? Got enough feed, but we're going to get you some greens. And then I get a fringe benefit of getting... I get whichever eggs these 3 beautiful ladies leave me. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Okay. Yes. Okay. This is one of the joys of my job. Yeah, that's Pete's Pet Services. And all you got to do is call 242-7878 if you'd like me to take care of your animals while you're gone. Okay, that's enough.
Just breathe. was a farmer, he raised some corn and oats. He lived in Minnesota where he had both pigs and goats. Ole didn't farm so good, his life was not well healed. But in his neighborhood he was outstanding in his field. Ole, Ole Jansen, he's really lots of fun. Ole, Ole Jansen, he's Norway's favorite son. Ole's pig had babies, it was a great big litter. His friends came out to see them, and they were all a titter. For there was Ole sitting with the pigs up on the bales. Ole had an iron and was straightening out their tails.
Oh, Ole, Ole Jansen, he's really lots of fun. Ole, Ole Jansen, he's Norway's favorite son.
Ole raised some corn for years, it didn't grow so hot. Then someone gave him seeds, yeah, these should grow a lot. The hybrid's name was Ross Perot, he raised it for his pig. The stalks are kind of short, but the ears are really big.
Oh, Ole, Ole Jansen, he's really lots of fun. Ole, Ole Jansen, he's Norway's favorite son.
Ole tried to strike it rich, he had just pigs and sheep. He thought about it day and night, in fact he couldn't sleep. He woke up early in the morn, and it came to him, aw shucks! I'll cross five sheep with five fat pigs, and I'll have 10,000 bucks. Oh,
Ole, Ole Jansen, he's really lots of fun. Ole, Ole Jansen, he's Norway's favorite son.
Hi, folks, it's me, Herschel Heinweiner. I've written a new poem for all my fans, and I'm hoping I'll gain a new one with you. This one's called Snow on My Peach Tree. Snow on my peach tree, crunching on your pink buds. Snow on my peach tree, you think you and your flakes are such studs. You think you can depress us with the wet and cold you bring. You only make us dislike you. I'm in favor of the spring. Yes, we're spring lovers, spring fans, and spring boosters. Your snow was fine for Easter chickens, but now get ready for the May Day roosters. My poor pink-flowered peach tree will probably not give me one damn peach all year. Thanks to the unexpected frostbite you dumped on my lawn right here. No lilacs in the summer. No peaches in the fall. I hope you're happy, old man winter, 'cause this garden's got to crawl. Well, that wasn't my best piece, but then again, I'm pissed. Well, that's it for Poetry Corner with me, Herschel Heinweiner. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed my poems, or my poem. I'll try to do more next time. Bye.
He's chip on his chip on the shoulder chip on the chip on the shoulder chip on the shoulder chip.
Hi, it's a chip again. Some people think I'm judgmental just because I'm not so sentimental. I think I'm... Oh, shit. I think I'm just realistic. Because I can get specific about your flaws and your faults and such. In fact, I just realized something. I don't like you much. Eat your heart out, Herschel.
It's a mad, mad, mad.
Are liquor sticks. Some days are poop. Some days are bitch fits. Some days are Campbell's chicken made soup. Some days I'm happy. Some days I'm sad. Some days are sappy. Some friends are bad. Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far gone. Now it looks as if I'm everyone's nerd. I've somehow fell victim to their today's a dog turd. A dog turd. But I should try to make things right. I should try to mend whatever hurt I've harmed. Most folks know my bark is worse than my bite. Just a fighting soldier who's unarmed, unarmed. I'm just a Libra seeking fairness. Just a hopeless romantic seeking love. The trouble is my own awareness. Somewhere between the embrace and the shove. Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as if they're every word I've been told from every uncensored stay. Today is just a dog turd. Today's just a dog turd. Today's just a dog turd. You gotta scrape off your shoe. It's something you gotta do. Do, do, do. Do, do. Do.
You are a warm embrace to make you feel my love. When even shadows and the stars appear, no one there to dry your tears, I could hold you for a million years to make you feel my love. I know you haven't made your mind up yet, but I would never do you wrong. I've known it from the moment that we met, no doubt in my mind where you belong. I'd go hungry, I'd go black and blue, I'd go crawling down the avenue. There's nothing I wouldn't do to make you feel my love. Storms are raging on the rolling sea, down the highway of regrets. Winds of change are blowing wild and free. You ain't seen nothing like me yet. There ain't nothing that I wouldn't do. Go to the ends of the earth for you. I could make you happy, make your dreams come true. To make you feel my love. To make you feel my love.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now. And I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. Take your time, think a lot. Think of everything you've got. For you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. How can I try to explain? Like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not.
And all the times that I'm crying.
Booze franquets? None? Then you need the all-new International Log! Just tug its twig, and you'll turn your log into a talking tree, fluent in 5 foreign tongues! There's French!
Allez, viens, mon coco!
German!
Rushbedeut! Strudel!
Espanol!
Las cucarachas entran, pero no pueden salir.
Spanish!
I am a bearded lady.
And of course, New York ease.
Hey, can't you see I'm walking here?
Yes, log! All nations love log! So hurry now to your local store and be the first in your country to have the International Log!
What rolls downstairs, odor and hairs, rolls over your neighbor's dog? What's great for a snack and fits on your back? It's log, log, log. It's log, log. It's big, it's heavy, it's wood. It's log, log. It's better than bad, it's good.
Tout le monde aime le log.
Yeah, it's really fun.
I got your log right here.
Everyone needs a log, so you're gonna love it, log.
Yes, sir, I like it.
Same effect, getting back to work, the selector reject, beef jerky trick, back at the bar, you got there by car, lime in the beer, worm in the bottle, worm in the bottle, bring it all here. Bring them both here. Lime in the beer. Worm in the bottle. Lime in the beer. Worm in the bottle. Tinfoil on the windows. Noises in the yard. The watchman meets the leaf blower man. And the pleasantries are hard. Horse's nostrils, watch him flare. Take out your tonsils, leave your voice bare. Radiation, DDT, who cares about him? In a nation of MTV, juggle the ride, getting funny looks. My blacklisted hide is dealing with crooks. Baby boom whiners, baby boom winners, Generation X, Shriners and sinners. Boom boom boom, boom boom boom. Baby boom boom boom, baby doom doom doom. Tin foil on the windows, noises in the yard. Night watchman meets the leaf blower man, and pleasantries are hard. Love the one you're with. Love the dog you're with. Love the cat you're with. Love the Joseph Campbell myth. Gear it up. Strip it down. Learn to shut up. Learn to play the silent clown. Plays well with others. Pretends everyone's brothers. Players, pretenders. Pretending players. Robert Altman. Tim Robbins. Citizen Kane. Never went insane. Bicycle thief, where's the beef? Lobbing ideas and sobbing, bebop a bobbin.
do what knocking. Knock, knock, knock. Who's there? Open up, pop, pop. Now shut up. Just shut up. Tinfoil on the windows, noises in the yard. The night watchman meets the leaf blown man and the pleasantries.
Why can't the National Baseball Association use instead of a ball, you know, honey? Why not use bean bags?
Beanbags? Like
you know, that would save them a lot of money.
It'd save them a lot of money, I suppose.
Another thing is, whenever you'd park behind a school bus with the flashing lights and the stop sign that pops out, all that expense put into... Why don't they have seat belts in school buses?
Never understood that, honey. Never did. No.
You know that saying, early bird always gets the worm.
Early bird
what about
gets
the
worm.
Early worm that avoids the early bird?
That's true,
nobody
honey.
Talks about the worm.
Honey, let's go to the shelter in the Hill thrift store. Right here.
Remember that movie, Dances with Wolves? Well, what if he was stepping on dog turds? Would they have called him... stepping on dog turds instead of dancing with wolves.
I don't think so, honey.
I don't need any underwear, honey.
We're going to go to the shelter.
You gotta drag me in here.
We're going to go in there now.
Oh, gotta talk to them ladies again.
And they always have really good
things. All right, here we go.
Come on, here we go.
The men's underwear right there at the bottom.
Plastic bin here. Look at these, honey. Look at these. Put them up to you.
Yeah. No, not...
Yeah, I like
not those, honey. They're too small. My dingle berries will... hang out.
You're so hard to please.
Boxers are fine, honey, but when you wear boxers that are too small, your dingleberries hang out.
Your dingleberries.
It's very uncomfortable.
You haven't had dingleberries.
No, we don't need those. And the others are white and they're used. Who knows?
They've been bleached clean.
Who had some kind of, unmentionable dreams?
They're only 25 cents.
We'll go to Walmart and get some new food.
I'm going to talk to the ladies.
Okay.
Over here.
Right,
come on.
Right. Okay, you want to go over there.
I want to go over and talk to the ladies who run the shelter on the Hill.
They're
going to
tell you all about shelter on the Hill.
You betcha.
Fine. I'll just go over here and look at the CDs.
Right. Okay, Walter.
Okay, this is Connie Baldwin for Trail Mix. And I'd like to invite all the golfers in Pine Mountain Club to come down to our thrift store for Shelter on the Hill next to the pharmacy in Fraser Park. We have brand new golf club carriers, and we also have golfing shirts for women.
And I'm Rosie Molesky, and we're all volunteers. Come on down. We have such a good time. And this is...
Oh, this is Barbara. This is me. Hi, guys.
Like the post office.
Oh, yeah. Pine Mountain Post Office, right.
Don't forget.
Oh, yeah. Not me. Anyhow, Shelter on the Hill. We're here... selling items for the shelter so we can open it up and help out the abandoned and hurt animals. That's all.
Dogs and cats mostly, right?
Dogs and cats.
Hot-bellied pigs, but we'll also be equipped.
Also equipped to help giraffes.
Giraffes.
Okay.
Oh, a little bit of wildlife will do that.
Well, okay. No, you were going to say something. Interrupting. Go ahead.
Okay.
We also
will be equipped to temporarily house, macaws and large birds. Mm-hmm. But, of course, we will only do that until a little bit of wildlife can come pick them up.
Oh, that's cool.
But they will be there. We have the cages for them, and we're just ready to open as soon as we can finish it.
Give them the phone number and where you're located one last time, and then we'll shut it off.
Okay. Our phone number is...
245-1436, Shelter on the Hill.
Right next to the pharmacy in Fraser
Park. Right next to the pharmacy in Fraser
Park. What are your hours that you're open to buy stuff here?
10 to 4.
10 to 4. Every day? No. Mondays are closed, right?
Monday is half day, and in the afternoon there's someone here usually, and Sunday it's closed.
Oh, cool.
That's our only closed day.
Okay. Thanks, gals.
Thank you.
This scene deals with the subject many fathers find so difficult. Wet dreams and the explanation of physical intercourse in the marriage union. The boy might be as young as 9 or as old as 14, and his age should govern the amount of detail given. As in the previous record, the comradeship between father and son is obvious. They share little man-to-man confidences, and the years have seen many small talks between them. Notice particularly 3 points in this recording. First, the unabashed normal use of such technical terms as penis and sperm. These flatter a boy's sense of responsibility. Next, the coupling of sex information with instruction on purity. Virtue is described not as something for sissies, but as a protecting armor the strong man throws around the God-given creative power in his body. Finally, the groping of the father for the right words, the lack of glibness, the occasional touches of humor, all indicate a natural approach that is true to life.
All right. Watch it.
A good boxer never leads with his right. Here, let's try it again. Don't leave yourself open, though.
Okay, Dad. How's that?
Golly, time up.
Golly, Dad, did I hurt you?
No, but I don't like that left hook of yours poking me where my waistline used to be. Yeah, I guess you're getting too fast for your old man to spar with anymore.
Aw, sissy, come on, Dad. Let's grab a Coke out of the icebox.
That's a good idea. Let's take me to your room, what you say, huh?
Oh, sure, why not?
You know, your mother would give me the devil if she were home and saw me horsing around with you this
way. Yeah, she says you're getting too old for sparring.
Too old? At my age? Can you imagine?
Come on in, Dad. Have a chair.
Yeah, thanks.
No, I'll take the easy chair, Dad.
Now, listen, young fella, I'm not that old. I think I will just the same.
Here you are, Dad. This will make you feel better.
Yeah. It's good. You know, Bob, you're getting to be a pretty big fella. Yes, sir, maybe this is a good idea. Chance for us to have a little talk.
Why, sure, Dad. What's cooking?
You mind if I smoke in your room?
Oh, I know, Dad. Go ahead.
Oh, thanks.
Well, that's it for another edition of Peter Gullerud's Trail Mix. Hope you enjoyed everything. Let's go through the playlist of what we played tonight. Well, we back up a little bit. We played Night Watchman Meets the Leaf Blower Man. That was by Peter Gullerud. Before that, we had Ren and Stimpy with the Log Song. Before that, we had the song Father and Son with Ronan Keating, with a resurgence of Yusuf Islam, also known as Cat Stevens. He was singing that with Ronan. Apparently, I heard that Ronan Keating died after that song was recorded, and there's a video interview with Cat Stevens where he has a fine homage to Ronan about that. And before that, we heard Dave from the album Clearwater. It's a song by Bob Dylan, but it's the song To Make You Feel My Love, as only Dave can record it. And before that, we had Today Is Just a Dog Turd by Peter Gullerud. Before that, we had the theme song from the movie from the 60s. It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. And by the way, this one is dedicated to my folks when they took us to the Ambassador Hotel way back in the 60s. I was a wee tot of 6 or 7 years old, I think. And I remember Mom and Dad taking us, me and my 5 sisters, to see It's a Mad, 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 Mad World when we were staying at the Ambassador. We went to a theater to see that. It just came out, and it was a big hit. It was the Caddyshack of the 60s, you might say. Before that, we had Happy Now by Sally Taylor. I believe she's the sister of James Taylor, and that song was Happy Now from her album Tomboy Bride. Before that, we had Farmer Oli by Phil Dibdahl and Dave Nelson from the album Oli and Sven in Full Speed. Before that, we had Telepop Music with the song Breathe, and that was a remix by Marcus Nicholas, and that was the Think remix for the song Breathe. And before that, we had My Wicked Way by Ben Taylor. That's James Taylor's son, following in his father's footsteps. And, of course, his mother is Carly Simon. And before that, we had the funky, peppy song by the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and that was called The Adventures of Rain Dance Maggie in this springtime, April 2012. Hope you enjoyed our first trail mix. See you next week. Split the breezes, you mule-hipped cayuses. This first trail mix show is dedicated to Scott Lampert, formerly of Scott Lampert's Hardware Store here in Pine Mountain. If it weren't for Scott, you wouldn't be listening to Pinecone Radio 100.9 FM. Thank you, Scott. This show is dedicated to you. Good night.